Hello?
Hi! Hello? Hi! It's the first game, baseball game, of the season of... This is part of it. I'm just going to record some of it. The first baseball game of the season of 1971. Check out Cubs. And... St. Louis Cardinals. Here's the lineup for the Cubs.
Number 11, John Kessinger, shortstop. Number 18, Glenn Becker, second base.
Come on! It's something up.
Number 26, Billy Williams, left field.
You can't get the thing. Pick it up!
Number 6, Johnny Callison, right field. Number 20, Jose Ortiz, center field. Number 15, Ken Rudolph, catcher. And number 31, the starting pitcher for today in the Cubs bullpen, Ferguson Jenkins. And the rest of the Chicago Cubs squad. Ladies and gentlemen, will you please rise?
Jamaica, a big welcome from the fans of Chicago. The pitcher, Bob Gibson, 23-7. There is Matty Alou. We'll get the coaches and station the umpires a little later. Here we go. Strike one, we're underway.
Strike one for the Cardinals.
Swings on the curve. 0-2. Bergie coming in with a couple of beauties to start the season.
This is great.
Foul ball, check swing on account of a change-up pitch. Cardinal bench. Red Chain Deans, who is closing in on the all-time longevity record for Cardinal managers, believe it or not. Outfield playing this fellow swing a little late. The last time we saw Matty Alou in this ballpark, he kept the Cubs in the ballgame, kept them in the pennant race. By dropping that fly ball in the ninth inning, and three pitches later, the Cubs have taken advantage of it with base hits by Kessinger and Beckert and Billy Williams, and the Cubs, instead of being out of it, were very much in it, but the Cardinal, or rather the Pirate, and over at third is Vern Benson, a veteran coach. Plate umpire Kenny Burkhardt, former Cardinal pitcher himself. That's Ferguson Jenkins. All one strike to the count on Matty Alou. He's followed by Ted Sizemore and then the left fielder, Lou Brock. Strike! He got him. Something you hardly ever do. Strike out or double up Matty Alou. So here's Ted Sizemore, who came to the Cardinals in the Dodger deal to send Richie Allen out there. And he's expecting to play
already,
a shortstop.
Huh?
Now, this fellow does not have the range that Dal Maxville has. But, all Cubs, the benefit of our viewing audience. Bergie recovers in time. Rock is out. And that retires the star. Good recovery by Jenkins. No runs, no hits, no errors, no... Mel Wright is the new pitching coach, having succeeded the late beloved Rube Walker. Place first base umpire there is veteran Ed Sudol. We have a vet crew here today. At second base is Lee Wire. The third base umpire is Colosi.
Hello, this is the Cubs umpire.
Behind the plate, as we said, is Burkhardt. It's 2-2 now to Kessinger, followed by Beckett, then Billy Williams. Very high pop foul. 2-2.
Don't think that's too nice.
2-2.
This is the man said. This
Boston
man
one.
Said.
The New York Yankees nothing. Boston is bad in their half of number five. Fly ball, short left. Brock takes it.
So Kessinger
is out. That brings up second baseman Glenn Becker. It's Bonson against Culp in the Yankee-Boston game. Well, last year at this time, the Cubs ran into a comeback performance by Chris Short. We opened on the road at Philadelphia. Short coming back from spinal surgery. And, of course, who can forget 2 years ago, if you were here or were watching, the Cub home opener against Phillies and that great home run.
It's out.
Willie Smith. And there's a pop up to Sizemore. Beckett is out. That brings up Billy Williams.
One more out to go.
Here's the Cubs' first $100,000 ball player, Billy Williams. 322 batting average last year, 42 home runs, 129 runs batted in. A superb year indeed.
Get a real nice one.
Fastball. Ball one.
A.
Last year, Gibson beat the Cubs four times. They beat him once. Lifetime, he's beaten the Cubs 23 times. They've beaten him 15. Ball two, no strikes.
A.
Outfield straight away. Wind blowing in. The wind blowing out of the northeast at 17 miles an hour. The temperature is 40 now. 4-0. Ball three, no strikes. That's ball four.
Yeah.
So Billy Williams becomes the first base runner at Wrigley Field this year. And Sato is hoping to be the first Cub to get a hit. Ron Sato, who last year had a down year for him, percentage-wise, with .267, but he still clubbed 26 home runs. And batted in 114.
I gotta watch this guy again.
Oh! The base runner, Billy Williams. First baseman, Joe Hague. Strike. One. One, one. There is a foul ball. Ball one, strike two. Don't forget tonight, exclusively on Channel 9, the Chicago Bulls against the Los Angeles Lakers at 10 o'clock from L.A. The big seventh game of the playoff. Ball one, strike two. That's a ball.
Ooh,
2-2.
That was way out.
Well, the balloons are up.
What balloons? What are they talking about? The balloons.
The slider misses. Ball three, strike two to Sato. The Cubs, 20-10 during
balloons?
The regular season, the exhibition season.
Is that something to do with just what they do every year?
With 11 wins in their last 13.
I don't think I should be this close to the TV.
There's a very high pop-up. Javier moves in. The wind is playing a little trick or two with it.
Gets it!
But Hooley has played the wind here before. No runs. No hits. No errors. One left. At the end of one inning at Wrigley Field. No score.
Nelson said smoother.
Yeah, he was supposed to. You say Platinum Plus, Gillette's best
just
play.
Just recording the
Platinum Plus, Gillette's best
Cubs
play.
Good.
Innings.
It's smoother.
Smoother, I should have known, yeah.
Just recording the innings. When they're up. I'm just recording their ups.
The leadoff hitter for the Cubs is going to be Joe Pepitone. So it's welcome to Wrigley Field. Opening day festivities include the band we just saw.
Well, I guess it's all right. It should be 6 feet out of the
There's Leo DeRocha discussing something with the umpire. Now Red Chandies is having a little visit with Burkhart, the advice of whatever decision it is we're talking about. Ball one. Here's Pepitone. Last year, hit 258 for the season with 26 homers and 79 RBI. Ground ball bouncing out to Javier. The quick throw to first, and Pepe is out. That brings up Johnny Callison. Johnny had a good spring. There's Ernie Bank. Now, Ernie's on the disabled list, but he got special permission from the umpire to sit on the bench today, and why not? If it's 100 years from today, it would be difficult to reconcile a Cub bench without Ernie Banks on it anyway. Strike one. Here's Callison, a 264 hitter. Had a good year last year. 19 home runs, a career high. 68 RBIs. 1-1. Well, I didn't recognize his new haircut until he turned around, but that band leader was Henry Brandon, our old buddy. Henry's kind of a fixture out here on opening days anyway, and that's why we didn't identify him right away. Well, we're glad to see him here. Ball one, strike two. As an opening day ball club, the Chicago Cubs lead the league since 1900. They've won 40, lost 29, and tied 2 on opening day. That is a high fly, center field, racing in as a Lou, in and over. The last time he raced in for one like that, and the wind started to take it away from him, but took it away from him altogether, and the Cubs stayed alive in the National League race. Here's Jose Ortiz. They got him from the White Sox organization. Hit 308 at Tucson last year. No home runs, 42 runs batted in. So we have almost a full schedule today. The White Sox are going to be playing a doubleheader when they do open the season at Oakland. There's a fly ball right field. Cardinal moving over, and Jose handles it. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And so at the end of two, the score at Wrigley Field. The Cardinals nothing, the Cubs nothing. By the way, if you'd like the spring edition of the Cubs roster book containing the biography and stats of each player, you can now order it by mail. The cost is 50 cents. Send your check or money order to roster book, care of Wrigley Field, Chicago 60613. Once again, for your 1971 Cubs roster book, enclosed 50 cents and mail to roster book, care of Wrigley Field, Chicago 60613. Now here's Ken Rudolph. Randy Hundley took a cortisone shot this morning for that sore knee. He'll be all right, and he's going to make the trip to the coast when the boys go out there, and they're not going to hurry him. They're certainly not going to rush him back into action. So it's Thursday, April 6th, a critical day for the Cubs, the Cardinals, and for Richard Daly, Richard Friedman, and Richard Mata. Richard Overby is here. Doesn't look too worried about anything right now, except whether the Cubs are going to score in this inning. Ball one, strike two. WGN Television. Baseball exclusively yours on Channel 9, black and white in color. And ooh, what a thrill it is to be able to see that, Jimmy. Baseball, Channel 9. 2-2. Ground ball, foul. 2-2. We're very grateful to those who have publicized our opening season, our opening of the season, and build up to the opening day here around town. Fellows like Ron Powers at the Sun-Times, and also TV Guide, Chicago Tribune, Frank Peterson, and
had good luck with our buddy Irv Kupcinet, who, in spite of the fact that his golf game isn't what it ought to be, still demonstrates some charity toward our efforts once in a while. And everybody loves the sport of baseball, and that includes the columnists and the sports writers, radio and TV editors in the city of Chicago. That is ball four, so Kenny Rudolph draws a walk. That brings up the pitcher, Ferguson Jenkins. Fergie Jenkins with four straight 20-game seasons. Here's Fergie. Ball one. The bunter's foul. One and one. Little close. Ball two, strike one. Detroit at bat in the fourth at Detroit. Tigers four, Cleveland one. Look for those
Hello?
Tigers to be tough this year. Foul ball, 2-2. Rain at New York. Montreal and the Mets unable to get underway. Atlanta and Cincinnati have no game today. Atlanta got off to a good start, beat Cincinnati 7-4. There's a bunt, picked up by Gibson. Looks at second, can't make the play, has to go to first. It's a sacrifice for Jenkins. So Kenny Rudolph becomes the first Cub to reach scoring position. And that brings up Kessinger. A base hit could score a run. Now they'll play Kessinger shallow too, and they'll play him a little bit like they play Matty Alou. Playing the swing a little late. Once in a while, Don will cross him up. That's ball one. Strike, one and one. Kessinger had 14 triples last year. It taught him a little respect for his long ball power every once in a while. Strike, ball one, strike two. The Cardinals have Brock in left, Alou in center, Cardinal in right, Torrey, Sizemore, Javier Haig, the infield third, the first, the battery, Gibson and Simmons. Ball one, strike two. Check swing, 2-2. As we reported earlier, but in case you just joined us, Hickman was scratched from the lineup today, apparently a case of the flu, and Hundley had an ice pack on his injured leg after working out. Ground ball, deep short, picked up by Sizemore, holds that runner at second, throws, and gets Kessinger. That'll bring up Becker. Here's Beck. 288 hitter last year, three home runs, 36 runs batted in. He and Alou are among the toughest in the league to double up or to strike out. Ball one. Foul ball, 1-1. One and one. Fly ball, right field. It chases Cardinal over. Jose has it. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left. The Cubs are still looking for the first hit and the first run of the year at the end of three. Cardinals nothing, Cubs nothing. With the first Cub hit of the year, to no one's great surprise. That brings up Sato. No score at Wrigley Field. We're in the Cub fourth. Here's Sato. Strike one. Fly ball, left center, falling kind of fast out there, base hit. And Billy Williams races around to third. Ron Sato with a good single to right center field. Played on the first off by Alou, sends Billy Williams around to third. The Cubs have a great chance now for an inning. Runners on first and third, nobody out. Joe Pepitone is up.
It is at 1:55 at the tone.
Billy Williams raced for the plate on that ground ball, scooped up by Torrey, and his throw to Simmons. Billy, and there wasn't much doubt about it. Let's look at it again. Pepitone swings. Good pickup by Torrey, measures his throw, and he's got Williams by several feet. Now with men on first and second, Callison is up, one away. Ball one. Foul ball, 1-1. The new season, and the experts have rated the Cubs anywhere from first to fourth in the Eastern Division. Last year, the Cubs finished second, five games behind Pittsburgh. Wendell Smith, in his column today, picked the Cubs and the Sox both fourth. We're going to have a little discussion with Smitty about that. His crystal ball's a little clouded, I think. 1-2.
We've seen them picked everywhere from first to fourth, but fortunately nobody's put them below that anyway.
No. No, they're too good a ball club, especially the Cubs. And the White Sox could be a real surprise this year. Let's hope that Joe Horland, who may be watching right now, responds quickly. First fly ball out back of first. It's dropping near the line. The Cubs are out in front of this ball game. That's a blooper hit by Callison. And Sandal scores, Pepitone holds up at third. So the Cubs go out in front. Johnny Callison drops a short fly ball just out of reach of Joe Hayes and just inside the baseline, back of first. So the first Chicago Cub run has scored.
A lot of games going on.
And the first RBI of the year has been recorded, and that's Red Shandings. Pepitone on third, Callison on first. Jose Ortiz, the center fielder, is up. Again, you will find, as you did on that play, the action being covered by the greatest television coverage crew in all of sports. It's a rare moment, believe me, when this gang misses anything. And they're all back again. Provide enjoyment for you for the whole season on Channel 9. Ball one. Pepitone on third. Ground ball, one hopper to Gibby, and they've got Pepitone on the rundown. Here's Joe, and he's tagged now by Torrey for out number two.
That'll be a fielder's choice in for Ortiz. Pepitone is out. Gibson to Torrey. Callison holding at second. Let's look at it again. Good stretch for the ball by Gibby. And you'll notice that in big league style, as we've said many times before, he doesn't throw that ball till he has to. Rudolph, the catcher's up. The Cubs have a run across. They have two men on and two out. And the ball game is in the Cub fourth. Strike, one and one. Pittsburgh at bat in the seventh. The Pirates three, Philadelphia one. Ellis against short in the Pirate-Philly game. Strike. Ball one, strike two. The base runner at first is Jose Ortiz. And second is Johnny Callison. The end of one, the Mets one. Montreal Expos, nothing. Two and two. Ball two, strike two.
You said that.
Ball three, strike two.
Jack, one thing some young fellas might have observed when they saw Gibson run directly at that runner, that's one of the first things that a young pitcher is taught. When you get that ball into the runner on the baselines, run directly at him, force him to commit himself.
Ball three, strike two. It's great to watch the professional reactions of some of these great players, what they do when the real heat is on. Foul ball. You can teach and teach and teach, but when it finally comes down to it, experience and instinct, mental and physical reflexes are the real difference between the men and the boys in professional sport, and for that matter, amateur sport too. Well hit, deep to left, back. Back goes Brock. The wind is holding it in, and Lou pulls it in. But there are going to be times this year when a ball hit like that is going to wind up on Waveland Avenue. Kenny Rudolph put the best charge into one we've had today. And at the end of four in the inning, the Cubs one run, three singles, no errors, two left, and the score. Cubs one, St. Louis nothing.
TV system.
The ball game is half over.
And build in a more
all exclusively yours on Channel 9 at Wrigley Field. I'm Jack Rickhouse, along with us Jim West this year, and the rest of our Channel 9 crew. Jack Rosenberg, our sports editor, up here with us. Vern Brown, our assistant director. Bill Lutzer directing today. He and Arnie Harris will be calling those shots all summer. And the rest of our Channel 9 crew, technicians, cameramen, shaders, audio men, they're all with us. They're behind the scenes. That, for example, is that is Charlie Seitzma, isn't it? Nice spring day, huh, Charlie? Here's Fergie. 2 years ago on opening day, Willie Smith became an instant Chicago hero, a day the Phillies Barry Lurch would rather forget. Remember that 11th inning home run? The Cubs went on to have themselves a very interesting season indeed. 0-2. Somebody asked Red Shandies down in the field before the game, how many rookies you got on your roster this year? And he said, well, let's see, two, Melendez and Gibson. He said it with a smile. But Gibson approaches the job with the enthusiasm of a rookie, is what he's really saying. Ball one, strike two now to Fergie. You got a couple of ex-Harlem Globetrotters looking at each other out there. 2-2. Globetrotters are in town too, aren't they, Jim?
Yes, they're going to be at the amphitheater.
Two and two.
Are you recording this, Mike?
Bye. Fergie.
Hello. Struck. Hi. Not much going on. Not much going on.
That's the first strikeout for Gibson.
Who would have thought Gibson would go into the fifth inning without registering a strikeout?
Kessinger up.
leadoff man. Ground ball, one hopper to Torrey playing in. Two down. That brings up the second baseman, Glenn Becker.
I'm going to see people turning on their television tonight to Channel 9 and seeing you on the West Coast and wondering how in the world you ever made it.
Well, it's a wonderful age we live in. And there's a high fly ball out on the grass with second baseman Javier. And he runs right in front of Cardinal to grab that one. Again, the wind was a little tricky, but Hooley handled it. No runs, no hits, no average, and nobody left. And so at the end of five complete innings, the score at Wrigley Field, the Chicago Cubs won, the St. Louis Cardinals nothing. Well, the Chicago Cubs pitcher Jenkins has faced only 19 men in six innings. Now we're going with the Cub half of number six, Billy Williams leading off, and that's strike one. Cubs ahead 1-0. Gibson's given up two walks, given up a total of three hits. Foul ball. And he's also struck out one. He struck out Fergie. It'll be Bill Hands against Steve Carlton in the series finale here tomorrow, after which the Cubs leave for Houston, and they'll have quite an extended road swing out there at Houston, Los Angeles, San Diego, San Francisco, and of course Channel 9 will be on that trip with them. We'll bring you games from Houston, L.A., San Francisco. Ground ball, back of first. Dropped by Hayes, picks it up, recovers in time. That brings up third baseman Ron Santo. Little close. Ball one. Santo singled. He scored the only run so far. Moved to second on a fielder's choice. Came home on a base hit by Callison. Ground ball up the middle. Back to second. Good pickup by Javier. The throw. And Santo is out after a fine stretch for the ball by Hayes. That was an excellent play, involving both Javier and Joe Hayes. Two down. Pepitone is up. Here's Pepe. He had a little bug a few days ago, but he's okay now. Jimmy Hickman is out of the batting order because he has a little virus or something. He picked up some kind of a bug. Let's hope it's nothing serious and that he'll be back real soon, but he was feeling a little upset. A little achy, running a fever. Strike one.
Jim is in uniform. I saw him down there, but he did look a little peaked, Jack.
Strike one. There is a ground ball foul, and that'll mean a new bat because quite a big sliver came off of it. You've noticed a lot of pictures of the Cubs. Still photographs on Channel 9, and they're principally the work of Barney Sterling, the Cubs' official photographer. It certainly helped to spice up that spring training special. By the way, Jim, congratulations to you and to Jack Rosenberg and Ron McRae and all the other fellows involved with putting that Cubs special together. That's one of the best I ever hope to be any part of. Fly ball, short center field. Dropping fast, base hit. That's right among the little Javier and Sizemore. Pepitone is on, Callison up. Barney Sterling's brother Saul is watching today's telecast from Weiss Memorial Hospital, which reminds us of all of you folks who are shut in. If we can bring a little bit of escape from your present problems to you today, that's one of the reasons we're here. And we want to follow that, of course, with the definite hope that you will get out of that hospital or that confinement very quickly. Be out to the ballpark yourself real soon. Ball one. Grab those schedules. Make your dates because the tickets go fast these days at Wrigley Field. 2-0, but as you know, 20,000 will go on sale every day, the day of a ball game. I'd like to mention Ron Peters and Jeff Glauberg, too, for their masterful job on A Look at the Cubs 71, their videotape work, Bill Lutzer, Arnie. Ball two, strike one. 2 out. Foul ball. Ball two, strike two.
You know, Jack, on one of those days we filmed there in Scottsdale, it really wasn't very much warmer than this, if you remember.
Altogether, though, the boys got a real good spring training session under their belts. The weather, for the most part, held up. There's one gets away, and the runner on first breaks the second, and Joe makes it. Let's see what they call it. It's a wild pitch by Gibson. Here's the replay. They call that a wild pitch on Gibson. Ball three, strike two. Callison wearing two gloves today. Fly ball, deep to center. Matty Alou going way back, and he pulls it in. The wind blowing in, a big clip today, and Callison couldn't put that one out of the park. But with the wind blowing out, it would have gone in those seats, I'm sure. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one man left. At the end of six complete innings, the score at Wrigley Field, the Cubs won, the St. Louis Cardinals nothing. And speaking of people making the trip, Torrey, who won a 21 of them last year, just put one on the catwalk and left, and this ball game is all tied up. He really belted it. And you knew it had a big chance the moment it left that bat. That ball was hit. So Joe Torrey, after striking out twice, has just brought the Cardinal bench to its feet with a home run.
Go on sale at Wrigley Field tomorrow morning. So call some friends. Come on out for an afternoon of fun outdoors at beautiful Wrigley Field. That's tomorrow, the Cubs versus the St. Louis Cardinals, and the game time will be 1:30.
Well, we have signs up. You're going to see a lot of signs out here this year. And when, of course, the kids get out of school, they really are creative. We're going into the Cubs seventh now. The leadoff hitter is center fielder Ortiz. Strike one to count. She's all tied up 1-1. Brock, Alou, Cardinal, and left center and right for St. Louis. There is a line shot, falling in, base hit for a very fast man, Jose Ortiz. Now let's see if Rudolph can move him along. A base hit for Jose. Rudolph is followed in the batting order by Fergie Jenkins. There's the bunt. The play will be at first base. And it's a 1-4 put out. The sacrifice has advanced Ortiz to scoring position. Fergie Jenkins is up. Chance to help his own cause. One away, man in scoring position in a tied up game. Second, Ortiz can fly. He's been timed in 3.9 seconds from the plate to first. Strike one to Fergie. There's a sacrifice bunt and a strikeout. Foul ball. 0-2.
Just imagine how much Ortiz would like to be the guy that scores the tie-breaking run. He wasn't even scheduled to play today.
That's right.
He'll never do it if he gets caught there.
The general thinking on Ortiz would be that he might be put in the ball game to protect a lead in the last couple of innings or something like that, because he is such a good hawk. He really covered a lot of territory. 0-2. Foul ball. It is still strike two to Fergie. Well, I remember one opener with the Cubs and the Cardinals went something like 14 innings and wound up with a tie ball game because darkness closed it in. I forget the exact number of innings, but anyway, I'll never forget Mike Shannon the next day got up a pretty good crack. He said, the season hasn't even begun yet, but I'm 0 for 5. 1-2. Ball one, strike two to Fergie. Incidentally, if I recall, the score of that game was 10-10, that extra inning opening day game.
Obviously, Jenkins and Gibson weren't involved in that one.
No. I remember one opener here, Jim, where they snowed it out, and they had gag shot pictures of Bobby Anderson and Stan Williams, the opposing pitchers, shoveling snow at the pitcher's mound instead of playing ball. Here comes Shane Dingstout now to have a little talk with Gibson. Cubs have out hit the Cardinals 5-3. The game is tied 1-1. Two out. And they're going to put Kessinger on. Gibson, unusual for him, has only two strikeouts, and both of them are charged against Fergus and Jenkins. The other fellows have gotten wood on the ball against him today. So now here's Beckert. They're playing the righty strategy here, first base open. Kessinger, a switch hitter with a left-hander, batting against right-handed pitching. So let's see how it all comes out. That is strike one, a fast slider. WTN Television, baseball, exclusively yours on Channel 9, Wrigley Field, Cubs and the Cardinals. A great attraction, wonderful, wonderful way to start the season. There's a fly ball, left center field, the strategy apparently worked. Alou is there. In the inning for the Cubs, no runs, one hit, no errors, two men left. And at the end of seven full innings, the score of Wrigley Field. The Cardinals won, the Cubs won.
Have it on, come off the field. Here's the pitch to Javier. And how about that play by Ron Santo? Pepitone.
Bottom of the eighth inning in this 1-1 game. Ron Santo earlier in the game had supplied a pretty good fielding play on a foul fly. And this time, an absolutely superb move ending the inning. And here is Billy Williams. The Cubs needing a run to go ahead in this 1-1 game. Gibson fires. And it's out of play for strike one. Of the other games in both leagues, there's just that one final we gave you a little while ago, Boston over New York by 3-1. Billy lines one to center, and it's grabbed out there on a good play by the charging Matty Alou. So Billy Williams' bid for a base hit is thwarted as Alou gathers it in. One up and one down. Well, let's see if Mr. Santo can do at bat what he's been doing in the field this afternoon, namely produce. So far, Ron is 1-for-3. He had a single in the fourth inning after he popped out, and he himself was a victim of a fine pair of fielding plays in the sixth inning, when Sizemore made a good play and Haig made a good stretch to stop Ron. No balls at one strike. And the count quickly moves to 0-2 as Ron fouls it back. Brock playing a pretty deep left field. Likewise, Alou in center, and Cardinal somewhat less deep in right field and shaded around for the pull power of Ron Santo. 0-2 to Ron. A ball and two strikes. On deck is Joe Pepitone. And if he can keep the party rocking, Callison will come to bat. Ken Burkhardt, the umpire, calls time. The Cubs scored their one and only run so far in the fourth inning when they got their first hit of the game and produced three altogether in that inning. Santo fouls it off and stays alive at a ball and two strikes. For those of you who may have just joined us, Jack Brickhouse is on his way to the airport to get out to Los Angeles so he can describe for you the action tonight between our Chicago Bulls and the Los Angeles Lakers. Gibson fires again, just outside for ball two. Gibson is one of three pitchers ever to win the Cy Young Award more than once. Who were the others? I'll give you a moment to think that over. Who were the other pitchers who ever won the Cy Young Award more than once? Yeah, that's right. One of them's right. Think of the other one. Just blown away for ball three. The other pitchers were Sandy Koufax. You remembered that. And maybe you might have forgotten Denny McClain. Denny won it twice. Actually, one time he had to share the award with Mike Cuellar. So Gibson, Koufax, and McClain are the three pitchers who have ever won the Cy Young Award more than once. And Ron goes fishing for a ball on the outside corner and strike three. You'll see that Ron looked around and asked Ken Burkhardt if it would have been in the strike zone. And your guess is as good as mine as to what Burkhardt told him. Ron Santo becomes a strikeout victim. That is the third strikeout for Gibson this afternoon. And this is Joe Pepitone, who's one for three. Fouled at the plate. I think he caught a piece of that. 1-1, and we are in the bottom of the eighth inning at Wrigley Field, opening day 1971. And Pepe loops one down the left field line. It's in for possibly extra bases as he circles first and moves into second. Pepitone is in, sliding with a double. So Joe Pepitone mounts a bit of a threat for the Cubs here in the eighth inning with two away as he loops a double to left field. Curiously enough, Pepitone, as you know, is renowned for his power, but both of his hits have been of the handle variety this afternoon. His single to center field back in the sixth inning was one that was looped in. So Pepitone is two for four, and in step Johnny Callison. Callison is in a position to be a real hero here. He drove in the first run of the game on a double to shallow right field back in the fourth inning as he scored Ron Santo from second. But he's not going to be able to wear the hero's mantle here because Callison is drawing the intentional walk. So Red Shane Deans, the manager of the Cardinals, decides on some percentage baseball as Bob Gibson will deliver outside the strike zone four straight times and Johnny Callison will take his place. So that puts it up to young Jose Ortiz. And here again, the implications are interesting indeed because young Ortiz, as he steps into the shadows as they begin to creep over Wrigley Field at the home plate area, Ortiz was not even supposed to play in today's ball game. But Jim Hickman was ill, so in came Ortiz and in comes the pitch, high and away for a ball. We're in the eighth inning. A tie ball game, 1-1. Cubs took the lead in the fourth. Now Ortiz gets the good wood on the ball, but getting the range out there and pulling it down is Brock for the third out of the inning. So the Cubs threaten but do not score. And in the middle of the eighth inning, it's still the Cubs 1, St. Louis 1. Might come a little late unless we can get something going here. There's the call, strike one on leadoff batter Ken Rudolph here in the bottom of the ninth inning. The Cubs need one to keep this one from going into extra innings. And Rudolph fouls it to the screen and falls behind 0-2. Not many baseball games are played this deep into the contest with no changes having been made by either team. Rudolph gets a piece of that, just tipped it back, and the catcher didn't hold on. So the count holds at no balls and two strikes. The Cleveland-Detroit game, Detroit still winging in that one by 8-2 going into the ninth. And Rudolph stays alive as he fouls it out of play. They play Rudolph to pull. Brock is playing a rather normal left field, but Alou is swung around, and so is the right fielder Cardinal. As Rudolph is out on strikes, as Rudolph didn't like the call by Burkhardt, but goes back to the bench. And that is strikeout number four for Bob Gibson this afternoon. In steps Ferguson Jenkins with an opportunity to do something about winning his own ball game here. Fergie hasn't had too much success so far against Gibson, a sacrifice and two strikeouts. And back to the screen, he fouls it for strike one. That is Myron Mo Drabowski warming up for the St. Louis Cardinals to be called in if they decide to lift Gibson. And Fergie misses, and the count moves from no balls and two strikes to Ferguson Jenkins, batting with one out in the bottom of the ninth inning in a game that's deadlocked at 1-1. Don't go away. We may be around for a few hours. And call strike three, so two consecutive strikeouts by Gibson, both on called third strike, have the Cubs one, two up and two down with Don Kessinger coming to bat. Don is 0-for-3 plus a walk. In the first inning, he flied to shallow left field, grounded to the shortstop in the third, went out to the third baseman in the fifth inning, and drew the intentional walk in the seventh. The switch hitter, Kessinger, batting left against the right-hand throwing Gibson, who floats one in high for ball one. And Kessinger lifts it to center field, but there to make the play is Alou. The Cubs are three up and three down, and we're going to have extra innings on opening day at Wrigley Field. That one. Here's Gibson pitching, and taken at the shoulders, or at the letters, if you will, for called strike one. And the Mets have taken a 4-2 lead after four innings in their game with Montreal at Shea Stadium. Gibson's next pitch is taken for called strike two, so Bob Gibson quickly gets ahead of Glenn Beckert. No balls and two strikes. Drabowski, warming up, has been joined out there by Brunette, the left-hander. The grounder to short. One away. Sizemore making the good play. He's got the strong arm, as does Kessinger of the Cubs. And though it was rather deep to short, Sizemore was able to make the play. And Beckert is the first out of the inning as the fans rise to the fact that Billy Williams is stepping in. And he's a candidate to break this 1-1 deadlock if ever there was anybody. Changes up on him and falls in high for a ball one. And I don't suppose I have to tell you that nary a person has left the confines. The big rip, 1-1. Well, you know where he wanted to put that one. One away, a ball and a strike. And 1-1 the score. There's a pretty good shot to center field. A very good shot. The ball came over. The Cubs win it on a Billy Williams home run. Doesn't it? With all those players crowded around the hero of the afternoon, Billy Williams, as his tremendous home run to right center broke the 1-1 deadlock and gave the Cubs a 2-1 victory on opening day in 10 innings. Like it? Oh, love it. only regret we have here is that our friend Jack Brickhouse had to leave early and not see the end of that. But he'll, of course, see the WGN video tape replay of it sooner or later. And the line score you see there as the players go into the clubhouse, as the Cubs win it 2-1, and we're going to cue up for you a replay of that home run as it literally jumped off the bat of Billy Williams. The Cubs had scored a run in the fourth inning, putting a couple of hits together by Williams, and Billy Williams started the spark there. Santo produced a single and a Johnny Callison double. Here is the replay now. Gibson fires, and there it is, up the power alley and over the fence in right center, as Billy Williams, the top candidate for hero of any year, does it on opening day, and the Cubs win it by a score of 2-1. And we'll be back with a recap of this afternoon's thriller in just a minute. The Philadelphia Phillies, a little loose in the field, obviously, had 2 runs, 8 hits, and committed 4 errors in their ballgame, as Pittsburgh's Doc Ellis gets the win over Chris Short in that one. Well, they're having that rain problem at Shea Stadium in New York. They were delayed at the start because of rain, and now the problem has cropped up once again. And in the middle of the fifth inning, the New York Mets are leading by a 4-2 score. San Francisco, San Diego, as you see, is a scheduled night game in the National League, as is the case with Los Angeles at Houston, a night game at the Astrodome. In the American League, the Detroit Tigers over the Cleveland Indians. Lolich besting Hargan in that one, 8-9-1 for Detroit. 2 runs, 6 hits, and no errors for the Cleveland Indians. The Tigers win their home opener at Tiger Stadium. The New York Yankees dropped one at Fenway Park to the Boston Red Sox this afternoon by 3-1, as the Red Sox won their home opener, 3-11-1, to the Yankees, 1-5-0. And the Milwaukee-Minnesota game is moving now into the eighth inning, with Milwaukee in the lead over the Minnesota Twins by 5-1. Kansas City plays at California, a night game. And that is it for the schedule. We're going to be talking...